Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Friday, March 8th, 2024. Good morning. I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with TNA Impact, which aired last night on Access TV and TNA Plus, featuring matches taped on February 24th at the Ilario Center in West Wego, Louisiana. The show served as the go-home for tonight's Sacrifice event, which also streams on TNA Plus. In the main event, former TNA World Champion Josh Alexander submitted Dirty Dango, tapping him out with an ankle lock.
Alexander's down!
And now is it time? Is it time to get down and dirty?
Whoa! Wait a minute, he missed! Alexander turned away! Ankle lock!
Beautiful counter there from the Walking Weapon! Locked in!
Great body to leg! Dango taps to Alexander!
The show opened with X-Division champion Mustafa Ali defeating Kevin Knight in a non-title match. It was announced on Thursday that Ali would be defending his title in a rematch against former champion Chris Sabin at Sacrifice. Eric Young was attacked by Brian Myers, Eddie Edwards, and Moose during a promo segment to heat up Moose's TNA World title defense against Young at Sacrifice.
Oh, wait a minute, there's Myers and Edwards! A sneak attack on Young!
Oh, Eric Young had to know it was too good to be true that Moose would step through those ropes and fight ahead of their world title match. No, this is how the system works.
Other results from the show saw Alex Shelley and Kushida beat the Good Hands, Danny Luna defeated Masha Slamovich, Ash by Elegance topped Angel Blue, and PCO beat Allen Angels. Ring of Honor streamed last night on Honor Club with matches taped on February 24th from the Great Southern Bank Arena in Springfield, Missouri, and on March 6th from the Gas South Arena in Duluth, Georgia. The ROH Women's World Television Title Tournament continued with Red Velvet defeating Layla Hirsch in a quarterfinal matchup. Velvet now moves on to face Queen Aminata in the semifinals. Two more matches remain in the quarterfinal round, pitting Billy Starks against Diamante and Mercedes Martinez against Abaddon. Other results from last night saw the Infantry win a four-way tag team match over the Workhorsemen, the Spanish Announce Project, and Gringo Loco and Jack Cartwheel. Abaddon beat Judy Azul, Lee Johnson defeated John Cruz, and Nyla Rose topped Erica Demia. With some news on WWE sponsorship and television, here's the Wrestling News' Luke Hippelman.
World Wrestling Entertainment has entered it into its first ever spirit sponsorship, as Wheatley Vodka becomes the official vodka of WrestleMania 40, according to the Sports Business Journal Daily Marketing Newsletter on Wednesday. No financial details were revealed, but SBJ reporter Terry Lefton noted Wheatley will also serve as the presenting sponsor of a yet-untitled six-part content series that will feature Cody Rhodes interviewing other WWE wrestlers and will include a Wheatley-branded tour bus. The story went on to quote TKO's Executive Vice President of Global Partnerships, Grant Norris-Jones, as saying the company is also actively pursuing an official beer partner. Last October, WWE sister company, The Ultimate Fighting Championships, inked what was reported to be the largest sponsorship deal in history, a six-year, nine-figure deal with Bud Light. The Fox network announced yesterday that it would be broadcasting a package of Friday night collegiate football games beginning this September. As a result, WWE SmackDown is expected to air those weeks on the FS1 cable channel, as it will also do during Fox's broadcast of the Major League Baseball World Series in October. In a Fox Sports press release issued on Thursday, the network's president of Insight and Analytics, Michael Mulvihill, stated, quote, "We've built our collegiate business by seizing opportunities in previously underutilized time slots, first with Big Noon Saturday and now on Friday nights." End quote. This past February 16th, WWE SmackDown became the first professional wrestling program to ever finish ranked number one overall for the week on network television. The Friday night college games on Fox will feature teams from the Big Ten, Big 12, and Mountain West conferences. For the Wrestling News, I'm Lou Kippelman.
Taking a look at ratings, AEW Dynamite brought in 779,000 viewers to TBS on Wednesday, down nearly 6% from last week, according to WrestleNomics. It was the first time Dynamite has slipped below 800,000 viewers since January 10th, and the lowest overall viewership the show has done since October 25th of last year. The rating in the 18-49-year-old demographic also fell, notching a 0.27, or 355,000 viewers. Tuesday's edition of NXT brought in an audience of 654,000 to USA Network, according to WrestleNomics. That's up from last week's total audience of 570,000. In the 18-49-year-old demographic, NXT's Roadblock special remained steady from last week, coming in at a 0.16. That number equates to 216,000 viewers in the age group. Turning to Japan, the details of Kazuchika Okada's contract with All Elite Wrestling have reportedly surfaced. According to Tokyo Sports, the newest AEW signee is inked for 3 years at a reported $13.5 million. The 36-year-old multiple-time IWGP World Champion left New Japan Pro Wrestling in February and debuted on this past Wednesday's Dynamite by joining the Young Bucks and laying out Eddie Kingston. The first round of New Japan Pro Wrestling's annual New Japan Cup tournament continued on Thursday inside Korakuen Hall in Tokyo. Tournament matches saw David Finlay defeat TJP in the main event, Tangaloa defeated the Great Okan, and Chase Owens upset Tomohiro Ishii. The rest of the card consisted of multi-man tag team matches between stables. The tournament continues today in the city of Kofu with 3 more first-round matches. Now with some health-related news, here's the Wrestling News' Luke Hippelman.
Longtime Mexican wrestler Damian Cesces, real name Leonardo Carrera Gomez, is recovering from a heart attack, according to a Facebook post from his son yesterday. The post from Damian's son, who wrestles his bestia Cesces, revealed that his father is in stable condition following surgery on Thursday. The 61-year-old luchador, who is best known for his work in Mexico's AAA and Japan's Frontier Martial Arts promotions, also spent several years working on undercards as a member of World Championship Wrestling. For the Wrestling News, I'm Lou Kippelman.
And we close with a look at the UK. Progress Wrestling ran its Chapter 165 Diamond Dust show yesterday at the Dome in London, England. The main event featured Kid Lykos retaining the Progress World title, turning back the challenge of Leo Rush. In the only other title match on the card, Alexis Falcon and Charles Crowley retained the Progress tag team title, knocking off Bullet and Nick Riley. Pro Wrestling NOAH's Global Honored Crown champion El Hijo del Dr. Wagner Jr. also wrestled on the show, defeating Kid Lykos 2 in a non-title match. Other selected results saw Pro Wrestling NOAH prospect Taishi Ozawa fall to Connor Mills, Nina Samuels beat Emerson Jane, and in an Extreme Rules match, Masato Tanaka topped Luke Jacobs. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the Wrestling News 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The Wrestling News can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast, and remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the Wrestling News across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the Wrestling News. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.